Hello, this is Universal Soul Love. This is Dr. Lana Love.
And this is Detective David Love.
Welcome to our show.
We're broadcasting live from the land down under in Australia. And we're broadcasting live on the BBS radio network. And we're proud to have you with us today. Today we're going to be talking about the Paradigm Shift and the Paradigm Shift Conference coming up on July 18th, sponsored by Portal to Ascension. We're going to be hosting this great event with a lot of excellent speakers and presenters.
It's very exciting. It's really big and it should be absolutely paradigm shattering.
So we're hoping to have Neil Gore with us today. He's the founder of Portal to Ascension. He might be a little late today, but we're just going to go ahead and talk a little bit about the Paradigm Shift and the Ascension and, of course, the Paradigm Shift Conference and the guests that we have on the conference and anything else that comes up along the way.
Of course, the Paradigm Shift is something that's happening right now throughout the world. People have been sensing it getting stronger and stronger with each day.
And I'm sure everybody's feeling it as we are, as we do often producing this show with the difficulties we have.
But the changes are there all the time. The changes in our planet, the changes in geopolitics, climate change, the changes in our personal way of viewing things. And, of course, the changes in our way of viewing the world. It's just so confronting to know that the world as we know it is actually not as we know it, that there's a veil that you can actually open up and see through, which shows things to be very different. Very confronting, very in your face.
It certainly is, and it's almost like the paradigm shift is almost like, I mean, I've been through it. We often call it, or I'd consider it to be like the spiritual awakening or a psychic awakening. Other people would look at it as the dark night of the soul. It's very intense. It's very emotionally challenging. It's sort of going within and facing your demons, so to speak, and facing your shadow self.
Of course, it's not like that for everybody. It is for some people. For me, for instance, it was more a gradually awakening of what's happening behind the scenes in the world, who really is in control. Why is it that things are not going the way that they should be? Why is the world headed towards this abyss? Why is it that we're, you know, so many 2,000 species a day are dying on the planet? Why is this all happening? Why is it that all the money our government has is going towards war and other, and in fact, you know, disappearing down a black hole? How many trillions of dollars disappeared from the American government?
A mysterious black budget.
Very mysterious. Yeah, this money could be going towards feeding the hungry. It could be going towards, you know, creating crops that are super crops so that no one ever goes hungry. It could be towards, you know, addressing the environmental problems. You know, we could be really living the good life. No one need to work as much as we work. You know, we are slaves to the system. This is very confronting. And for me, rather than an actual psychic awakening, it's been more of a knowledge and a knowing, and you know, gathering all the information as well, and a gradual, I guess, sense of resentment that things should not be the way they are, and that we can actually make a difference and take back our sovereignty.
And it is about reclaiming our personal power, which is our sovereignty. And it's certainly one of the first things you often say to yourself when you come out of a spiritual awakening or that dark night of the soul, and you come out of the darkness and into the light. You look at the world in a different way, almost like in one of Carlos Castaneda's books. There's a book called The Journey to Ixalan, and Ixalan is sort of a metaphor for this process that you go through, this transformational process, this personal paradigm shift that we're talking about. And Ixalan is when you wake up and you look at the world and you say, I'm no longer in the world that I'm familiar with, and I'm no longer the person that I was familiar with. Everything is different to me now. I think that's how you pronounce it, Ixalan. I'm not sure, but nonetheless, that sort of comes at the end of the book. That's the revelation that I'm almost in Wonderland now. Where am I? What happened to the world? And you wake up from your spiritual awakening or your psychic awakening, and you say to yourself, what is going on here? And that's exactly what I did after I had been meditating for 3 years and had gone within, and that was sort of the process I had gone through, and looking at my thoughts and emotions, sort of a introspective, self-examination of my thoughts and feelings and my belief systems, and began to separate my beliefs, my thoughts, my feelings from everything outside of me, which in turn sort of gives you clarity. It gives you a sense of who you are in the world and what you stand for. And therefore, you look at the world and you say, this is not the world that it's just not familiar to me. It's not the way things should be. It's not the way I would want things to be. And you look at it and you say, why are we having climate change? Why do we have global militarization? Why do we have violence everywhere? Why are people starving in so many countries, most countries? And why is the distribution of wealth this way? Why are we not directing our money in a way that most people, the majority of the population, would want it to be spent? Why are we spending trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars on weapons of mass destruction, as you said, when we could be putting that money towards technologies to benefit the majority of the population, earth shifts, permaculture, all sorts of self-sustainable technologies? And I don't know, I could go on and on with this, but...
And why is it that people are not up in arms about it?
Oh.
Why is it that most people are not aware or don't really care about it? Maybe I shouldn't say most people. I mean, the spiritual community obviously does care. But, even chemtrails, I remember a year ago, we saw this chemtrail in the sky, and we talked to a passerby and said, there's a damn chemtrail. And he was saying, where, what, I can't see it, and just went on by. You know, we are being poisoned. Our skies are being poisoned, and it's not good. This is not the way it should be. Of course, in terms of talking about awakening, we have to talk about ourselves as well. And certainly in Buddhist practices and philosophy, there's the understanding that the self is illusory. The self is not as we know it. The self that we think is there, that is a permanent self, is actually an illusion. We are forever changing. Nothing ever stays the same. And we are forever clinging to this sense of self, trying to protect the self, when there is in fact nothing there to protect. And once we realize that, there's an incredible sense of relief that comes over people. But it's a truly, the world and ourselves is illusory. And I guess these are the multi-dimensions of the paradigm shift.
And this is the veil that you were talking about that's now fallen, the veil of darkness, the secrets, let's say, that the information that has been hidden from us.
Yeah, there might be a veil of darkness, but there's also a lot of light coming to the world with people seeing through the veil.
And this is the great awakening that we're talking about, where people are waking up and now seeing through the veil, and they're seeing the truth. They're seeing, the light's dawning. And so we're now having what's truly a transformational shift. The paradigm shift is a personal transformational shift, but it's also a global transformational shift. And it makes sense at this time, where we've sort of been under domination and control by a global elite for thousands of years.
In fact, it might go beyond a global human elite.
For sure.
It may involve extraterrestrials. Or terrestrials that are not human.
We call demons.
Aliens, Anunnaki from Nibiru, how deep down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Hybrid reptilians, I've certainly seen these things in out-of-body experiences, classic ones. Other people have seen them. Other guests have professed to see these things. They've been seeing them throughout history. They're outside of our perception generally. We only see them at certain times when our perception is different.
And we're not just talking about non-human entities, we're talking about spiritual entities. There are the light entities, there seem to be dark entities as well that seem to be controlling us without us knowing. And it's a high time that we woke up to it, because I think the more that you are aware of something like this, the more control you have over it. In terms of paradigm shifts, we also have the shift of the whole planet. In fact, the whole solar system is going through mighty changes. The climate changes that we have on Earth are being mirrored by the climate changes of all the other planets, Venus, Mars, Saturn, Neptune, you name it.
Some people have said the entire solar system is actually heating up. So I'm not sure what the cause of climate change is.
Well, I think I do.
We understand that many people believe this is Planet X. That may very well be. Some people say it's carbon. Some people say it's natural cycles. I hear so many causes for climate change.
They're very well documented. It's very well documented in the Bible, in many other ancient scripts, that every 3,500 years, our planet does undergo severe catastrophic changes that might not actually be catastrophic, that might actually be important to end certain civilizations, to re-energize the Earth.
Yes.
But certainly we do have, it appears, a whole solar system that comes into our solar system and changes everything as we know it. Our Earth's magnetic atmosphere has changed. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of changes that are impinging upon us, and they're not necessarily negative.
No, because we've been stuck for so long. I mean, I'm not sure that maybe we've had a great amount of technical evolution going on. Our technologies increase sophistication and our intelligence and our breadth of knowledge or depth of knowledge, but nonetheless, maybe it would have been even greater over the last 2,000 or 3,000 years. We just don't know. We don't know the truth, honestly, most of us or any of us, whatever the truth really is in terms of our evolution and what's out there beyond our limited perception. But nonetheless, you're correct. I think that even something like Planet X, Nibiru, coming into this solar system, we may look at that as a negative event because it ties into this thing called the pole shift and destruction of the planet.
It's going to topple our civilization. But the question that we have to ask, is our civilization about to topple planet Earth?
That's right.
Is there a better way? So if for those of us that do survive, is it important to plant the seed of a new type of civilization that is empathic towards each other, towards other animals, towards planet Earth? Is it possible to have a civilization that is possibly highly evolved with technology, but also has minimum green impact on the Earth?
Because we've been hearing I've been seeing lots of news reports. We've had Bruce Lipton on our show, and he's also going to be in the Paradigm Shift Conference, which we'll be talking about shortly. Talks about the 6th mass extinction of the planet. So obviously there's been 5 other mass extinctions.
And you know, humanity has a lot to be blamed for.
Yes, we have responsibility.
In terms of pollution, everything. But the severe climatic change that we're seeing, I am certain, has got origins outside the planet, because all the planets are heating up. So we're not entirely, totally to blame. We're to blame for a major part of it, but not all of it.
I don't know whether you can blame it on the devil. The devil made me do it. I'm not sure that that's... I think we have to take total responsibility for what we've done. However, in taking responsibility, that means that we need to break our ties with whatever's manipulating us, deceiving us, etc., once we're aware of it. When you become aware and you've awakened, you now have total responsibility, and there shouldn't be any excuses. And I do believe we are hard on ourselves. We've heard Alexander Meadows say that quite a bit. And she'll also be at Alexander Meadows of Galactic Connections. She'll be at the Paradigm Shift Conference as well. But she also says, you know, we're often very hard on ourselves and we beat ourselves up. And that kind of leads to internal sort of inner anger and inner hate, self-hatred. And it doesn't actually help.
I guess what I'm saying, David, is there are definite changes in the Earth and in the other planets. Our whole solar system is undergoing a shift. And that shift is something that we need to be prepared for. We need not to be in fear. We need to do whatever we can to survive it. And if we do, then we need to focus on rebuilding a civilization that is aware, that has got a higher purpose inbuilt to it. And I do believe that can happen.
Well said, and I agree with you 100%. I think that's the best way to say it. And I was about to say, we are too hard on ourselves, but we do the best we can. We obviously need to do better. All of us as individuals, we need to reclaim our personal power. We need to reclaim our personal sovereignty. We need to take total responsibility for everything we manifest in life so that we can create the world that we desire. We need to manifest the world that we desire, the new earth.
It's my firm belief that the way to do this is to ascend spiritually. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have our pet project.
The Super Consciousness Project. We're working on that. We have been for quite some time. We're gaining ground on that.
And that's a project that's hopefully using cutting edge spiritual technology to help humanity ascend in the quickest possible way. Because, of course, I believe, and I think you believe as well, that we are all much more connected than we think. We think that we are all individuals. In fact, we're just part of planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Jung talked about the collective unconscious, that our unconsciousness is actually all one. So if one person ascends, another person ascends, another, very soon you're actually going to have this move, this shift towards a higher vibration. And of course, higher vibration carries with it, I guess, a greater sense of moral ethics, greater sense of sovereignty, basically being in the light and being able to promote, I guess, heaven on earth.
that's a mouthful. Heaven on earth, yes. I can't top that. Look, I think spiritual technology is the way to go. We've talked about.
I love the look on your face.
We're coming at this from two directions. I think we had Miriam Knight on our show not too long. Miriam Knight on our show a couple of weeks ago. And we were talking about the difference between spiritual technology and activism. You know, whether you sit there and meditate on positive results and a positive outcome in the world, and you're just sending out positive thoughts because thoughts create reality. Or do we actually go out there and do something about this? And we've decided it's both. We've decided that while thoughts are the foundation of reality, of our personal reality and our shared reality, the common reality or the conventional reality, whatever term you want to use. And we also need to go out there and be activists. And so we need to be light workers, light healers, and have keep up our positive energy, and we also need to go out there. And many people are. Many people are awakened. Many people are out there doing the work. They're doing a great job. There are all sorts of nonprofit organizations and volunteers and people trying to make change, positive change on our shared
vision. That's very true. You know, when people talk about how bad humanity is, you only need to look on the other side. All the light workers that are here on planet Earth, there's a lot going on. And of course, we're going to have Andrew Harvey on the on our Paradigm Shift conference, and he talks about sacred activism. And so, of course, the answer to the question of whether you go within or without, as we concluded, you go within every day to do the best you can to not only ascend yourself, but to send out those positive vibes that can really affect the whole globe. But when there is a cause that you feel sufficiently passionate about, you will know from within, your higher power will tell you to go and fight for that cause. And that might even just be going along to some conference, you know, giving your say in politics, you know, attending a rally. It might be more than that, but you will know if there's something that you particularly feel passionate about. It is important to be out there to create that, create that heightened awareness, that heightened energy. Because, you know, when your voice is heard out there in the public, that's going to create waves.
That's right. You can write articles. You can talk to your friends. Do whatever you can. Do your part. Whatever you can do is helpful.
There's a lot of activism that actually happens on Facebook. Yeah. You know, a lot of beautiful, movements.
At least within our groups, we see a lot happening.
We do, yeah. And I think it makes a big difference.
Absolutely does. It definitely positive energy moving forward, and that's what we need to keep going with that. And you can't give up hope. I feel like you're speaking the words of the spiritual warrior when you say this, and I believe that a spiritual warrior, and this is the time of the spiritual warrior or the light warrior or the guardians is another term I like. Since thoughts are the foundation or the architecture of reality, everything does start from within. It starts with your attitude. So it starts with the right intention, and it starts with a heart-based intention. Before you do anything in the world, your heart has to be in the right place. You have to know what's right. You have to work with your conscience. You have to work with have your integrity, have your values correct, have your morals in place before you take any action in the world. So if you're starting with a heart-centered intention, I don't think you can go wrong, because I know in Buddhism they talk about that heart-mind balance. So if it's a heart-based intention or a heart-centered intention, you should be able to pick up your flaming sword of truth and go forward in the world and accomplish great deeds. There's no doubt in my mind, and this is the time to do it.
And in fact, not only will that do things for the world, it's actually going to do things for yourself. You actually undergo transformation when you have a goal and that your heart and soul are aligned to, and you actually put effort into that. It's an important way of ascending.
And in saying that, maybe that's what life is all about. I mean, we're getting a bit, we often get philosophical, we're sort of bouncing around a bit here, but you talked about the non-self and the collective consciousness, or the collective unconsciousness, as Jung put it. I tend to think of it as a collective consciousness, but it's our greater consciousness, our expanded consciousness, that's part of the universal consciousness. I don't know if this is getting too, but we are, but because our expanded consciousness, our subconsciousness or unconsciousness, is connected to every other conscious being in the world, every human, every creature, every plant, every organism, every energy that's part of the oneness consciousness or the universal consciousness. We're connected by these energetic threads. We can do this. This is the super consciousness project. And so we do affect each other in every possible way. Everything is dependent on each other.
We are a hologram of the universe, literally. This is why Ho'oponopono works. Ho'oponopono is an ancient Hawaiian, I guess, spiritual ritual, where you, say certain words, you repeat certain words. I love you, please forgive me, thank you, I'm sorry. And by creating changes within yourself, you're actually creating changes externally. We are holograms. Whatever happens within happens without. What happens without happens within.
So it is as without, as within. So as I said, it does start from within, and then we have our outer workings in the world, the inner world. This is our inner plane, or our inner world, our mental landscape. And then we have the outer world, or the outer reality, where the stuff that starts from within us sort of blossoms outside of us. And that's the outer reality that we perceive. And
although
we
have in truth, there is no inner and outer reality.
It's all one.
That's an illusion.
Yes.
It's all one.
But then again, getting philosophical again, metaphysical philosophy, it's all an illusion. Everything is an illusion, because if we're truly no self or non-self, as they say in Buddhism, then everything is an illusion, including the self. So the creator, the prime creator, the universal source, creates everything, and we are the prime source.
We are prime source, you are prime source, I am prime source, our listener is the prime source.
So every thought, every feeling, every object, every situation, every perception, every feeling that we perceive is a manifestation of the prime creator or the prime source, including our personalities and our thoughts and feelings.
That's pretty big.
So this paradigm shift is just part of the divine plan.
Well, I don't know whether there is, in essence, a paradigm shift. Perhaps what there really is a shift in perception. We're shifting our perceptions to be able to come closer to the truth. That truth was always there. Mm-hmm. It was veiled from us.
Yes. So what you're talking about is the illusion of duality, which we also call the illusion of reality. And the illusion of duality is that we're all one with the universe. That's oneness of consciousness. That's the law of one. And that's so it's not right or wrong. The paradigm shift is not right or wrong. It may destroy us all, but that's coming from
we are indestructible, remember?
Yeah, we are eternal beings, but yeah. What I'm saying
even
is
when we die, we don't go anywhere.
But as physical mortal beings, it could destroy us as humanity. We could be wiped from the planet of the earth by the paradigm shift. But that's dualistic thinking. That's our sense of self-importance. There are other beings on this planet. The world will go on. It may end for us. Hopefully it won't. We'll do what we can. But nonetheless, our importance on this planet is sort of relative, isn't it? It's not good or bad, is it?
Well, I do think the Prime Creator wants us to be. I think that as beings that have got the potential to be awakened, I think we are important. But ultimately, we can come back in whatever other form.
We can. We have eternal souls. We're infinite beings. If it's not here, it'll be somewhere else. But we don't.
That's not good news.
But we don't know the answer, do we? I mean, do we actually know when Planet X is coming? We've been hearing about Planet X for I don't know how long.
Well, it's already in the solar system, but the issue, I mean, it's already here, but the issue is when is it going to come closest to the Earth to, you know, exert the maximum, I guess, effect? That's all.
Assuming that Planet X is the cause. Some people say there is no global warming. There is no climate change. I've heard that as well. That's just a hoax created by...
I think we have a bit of dissension in the ranks here.
I mean, we hear so many... There are still conspiracy theories, and many of the conspiracy theories are that there's propaganda. That climate change is propaganda, that it's another manipulation, and then there's... I don't know. You know, look, there's...
Look, the fact is that we are living in interesting times. There are things that are shifting in all different dimensions. And I think the way to approach it is with courage as a spiritual warrior and to ride the change.
Look, I can play.
And some people are saying that we are going to be sending from 3D to 4D to 5D, which sounds pretty cool to me.
Sounds cool to me.
Different dimensions.
I
can't wait.
But to play devil's advocate, I could say that... there is no, you know, look, there's been disasters throughout history. There's been invasions. There's been war throughout history. There's been violence. There's been Vikings. There's been all sorts of conquests and disasters and disaster after disaster. And it's just natural. I mean, every time a disaster comes up or an invasion or... That's the big thing. That's the big moment for a nation or a people.
You certainly can say that. I think from our best possible ability to discern it, in terms of human civilization, I think this seems to be the time of greatest possible, shift in consciousness. I think that people are calling to question things as never before. I don't know that this happened back in the Middle Ages or Byzantine times. I don't know that happened back then.
Well, we now have a larger population. People in World War II thought that was the defining moment for humanity, I'm sure.
True. So the paradigm shift may be an illusion.
We've been hearing people say there's going to be a global economic collapse. I've been through the fiscal cliff, you know, the banking industry collapse of 2007, 2008. I'm still here. The economy still hasn't collapsed.
Or perhaps it's forever a paradigm shift. But look, I personally feel that we are going through a shift as never before. And a lot of people are feeling that.
I agree.
So I think we can look forward to very exciting times. I think we can look forward to actually moving into a different dimension. So I'm very excited.
Same here.
We should probably take time for a break.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to a break and we'll be
back to talk about the
Paradigm Shift Conference.
Yes. So stay tuned.
Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love.
And this is Dr. Lana Love. Welcome to our show.
We're broadcasting live from Australia on the BBS Radio Network, and we're back with our special guest, Neil Gore, founder of Portal to Ascension, and we're going to be talking about the Paradigm Shift Conference.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Neil. So glad we could that you could make it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Yeah.
How are you? We've heard that you've been run off your feet, that the Portal to Ascension has just grown and grown and grown.
Everything's been a little crazy and hectic, but it's been awesome. We're really taking everything to the next level right now, and it's growing exponentially, so much so that our website's crashing. We need more support. We need more structure in what we're doing. When I started this, it was just a loose thing as a hobby, and it just became this huge entity now where we're having tours going on. We're having live events, helping out with conferences, streaming conferences, and then we have our weekly webinar series always happening. So it's a lot to do just for one person. So I'm really looking right now for the support so that we can take this to the next level and make some true change, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, maybe anyone out there could volunteer perhaps to work for you. Could they?
Yeah, we're open to everything. We need a lot of help on the tech side right now because we really want to use like the internet to its fullest capabilities to maximize what we're doing, you know, like whether it's search engine marketing or just like designing a really cool website that's just visually appealing for the user.
We've just been talking about ascension and how we can all ascend. And in fact, the internet is the stuff by which humanity can hear about this. You know, this is the way in which we can all ascend together. And of course, Portal to Ascension, what an amazing name.
You've done a lot. I mean, I know you've been very busy because we've been working together on this Paradigm Shift Conference that's coming up on Tuesday, July 18th. And yep. It's been, you know, we've been working on this together for about 2 or 3 months now at least. And I know it's been difficult to get in touch with you because you're doing so many webinars and teleconferences with names people would know, Stephen Greer and Michael Tellinger and so many others. You have the Earth Shift Conference, and I know how busy you are, and you're just doing great work, and I'm so glad to have you with us.
And it's interesting that it's exploded so much because it does show that people are thirsting for this. And you are literally one of the vehicles that's providing this for them. Maybe you can tell people your website where people can contact you if they are able to offer help.
Sure, yes. The website is portaltoascension.org. And I'm not going to spell that out because even if you do a typo on Google, it will correct you. So just put it in Google, Portal to Ascension. We have YouTube, Instagram, constant footage going out. We're just content creators, you know? So check us out. You can look at our free content on our website or go to the contact page on my site on portaltoascension.org and just reach out to us. Let us know how you can assist.
My God, you've got everything happening. Next, you can have brain implants.
So I'm just going to mention a comparison. Neil with Portal to Ascension is doing what Doug and Dawn Newsom are doing with BBS Radio in trying to get helping people get the message out to the world. I mean, everyone's message, our guest's message about...
They're all literally vehicles to help people ascend, to awaken people and to help people, come together and try to live a different life, try to perceive the world differently. It's really exciting stuff.
An exchange of information, sharing information is vital, and Portal to Ascension and BBS Radio Network are platforms for the Great Awakening, communication platforms to get the word out.
And I'm just very so excited about this Paradigm Shift Conference. I love that name as well.
Doug and our esteemed producers, Doug and Dawn Newsom, will actually be speaking. They'll be presenting at the Paradigm Shift Conference, and they're working in the background right now on the show.
That's right.
I'm really excited about that. I'm excited at the fact that Portal to Ascension is a platform where all these people that are doing their own thing and can actually come together. It's like I always wanted to create a central hub for consciousness where it's almost like a library, and where people that are doing the independent things and wouldn't normally work together, they can come together under Portal to Ascension umbrella in order to, you know, share wisdom on the same exact platform. And a lot of people, like, there's speakers that don't agree with other speakers, but we're an unconditional, non-biased platform where we actually bring these people together. And rather than just being at home talking about how they don't agree with the other speaker, it gives them the opportunity to actually debate and have these discussions, because we shouldn't really, like, be in our own mentality and have our own agenda. We should really, like, we should have conversations about this stuff. We really want the ascension of the planet to happen. We want the shift of consciousness to happen. We can't be talking crap, so to speak, like, about other people. We need to come together and discuss this stuff and then come to a conclusion so we can move together in oneness.
That's
absolutely
right.
It's a vibrational interaction which creates, you know,
commonalities.
That's right. And you know, one or two or three people become exponentially more than that, energetically speaking.
It should be less about division. I mean, some people say that the ascension is about division, and I think that goes back to the Bible, perhaps. But anyhow, this is more about unity as far as we're concerned. And Portal to Ascension and BBS Radio Networks and other platforms like this are creating platforms for unity, really, for people like you just said, Neil, to come together and speak their wisdom and offer it potentially valuable information.
We are truly using technology in the best possible way.
And on Universal Soul Love, we have a variety of guests with all sorts of causes and opinions and worldviews. We're supposed to be doing an interview with Deep Green Resistance soon, with ecological poet philosopher Derek Jensen, who's one of the founders of Deep Green Resistance. We've had all sorts of different people on our show with different...
We do feel that variety is the key, and you know, getting people together to talk about things and interact is just so
important. That's important to them, and to allow people to say why their viewpoints and causes are important and why people should know about them and what they need to know about what they're doing.
So we should talk about some of the guests in our upcoming Paradigm Shift Conference, and we should tell people how they can get in and listen.
Absolutely.
So we have Andrew Harvey, who's a sacred activist, author of, I don't know, about 20 books. Very well known and very much
mystical author.
Yeah, very, very much into the Christ consciousness. And, of course, Andrew Harvey was, I heard him several years ago, I was just blown away by his suggestions that, you know, we not just go within, but that we also choose a passion that we can really ignite our souls and go there and really try to make a difference, whether it be joining a group, activism group, whether it's, you know, taking part in protests, whether it's going over to Africa and stopping the poaching. That being active is really important. And he does make almost a parallel with the terrorists. The terrorists are very much a negative entity, but they are very well organized.
They're strategic.
Mm. The light needs to be much more well organized so that we can actually implement changes. We're going to have Bruce Lipton on our show. Bruce Lipton is
also very well known. Biology of Beliefs was one of his books. He's
So Bruce Lipton is a developmental biologist who's best known for promoting the idea that genes and DNA can be manipulated by a person's beliefs. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to – I've been trying to get Bruce Lipton for a while, but he just got so many emails. I'm pretty sure he never got a chance to reply to me. So I'm extremely excited to be with you guys. It's something different. Like all the events that we do, I produce entirely. You know, like I don't co-produce mm-hmm. events. So like you jumped on board and this is the first co-production and
okay.
It's giving me the opportunity to work with people that I haven't been able to work with, such as I think his name is Sivan, right? S-E-V-A-N. Him and Andrew, I've heard of him, and Bruce Lipton, I've been wanting to work with him for a while, so I'm excited about that.
Yes.
Yeah, we love Bruce Lipton and Andrew Harding. Seven Bomar, you just mentioned.
Oh my God, you're going to flip out. Oh, that man is
he's incredible.
His intellect, his vibration is just out there.
It's out of this world.
He talks at 100 miles an hour, and I mean, I've tried to absorb everything that he talks about, and it's actually shifted me. He sort of ascended me a little bit further up.
He's incredibly intelligent. He has a lot
very
to say.
A very, very loving person. But
has a large following.
Yeah, that's right.
We have Alexandra Metters, host of Galactic Connection, very popular on the BBS radio network. And
the
very
Galactic
popular.
Queen.
Yes,
she's been opening portals in Ireland, I think.
Yes, she's on a mission in Ireland and Scotland at the moment. We should be hearing from her soon.
She's really amazing.
She also has a very large following and very recognized in the spiritual community. So we're looking forward to Alexandra. We have Michelle Mache, author and host of Awakenings with Michelle Mache, with us at the Paradigm Shift Conference.
So she's a psychic clairvoyant.
She's very good. We had her on the show recently.
I was just blown away by how accurate her predictions can be. And, of course, she's a very loving, kind, and philosophical person.
And we have Brad Axelrad, who's a transformational speaker. He's fantastic, and he's very well known in the life coaching industry, very well connected and highly respected for with life coaching conferences and spiritual events. So, and we've got Doug and Dawn Newsom, BBS Radio. They're going to be telling their story, and they've got a very great story to tell about their experiences and their, you know, their just, I don't want to say
they should be authors in their own right. Of course, they've put all their energy into the wonderful BBS radio, but they are highly knowledgeable, very spiritual beings who've had unusual experiences. And so
absolutely,
it should be such a dynamic conference. I just can't wait. So we should tell people how to get on to the Paradigm Shift Conference. Mm. Neil, would you like to tell our listeners how to do that?
Yes, for sure. So all you have to do is go to our website, portaltoascension.org. And right there on the homepage, there are a couple options. You can either just click upcoming webinars, and I think it's the next one coming up, or the first banner right there. When you get to the site, the banner is going to show up, Paradigm Shift Conference. Just click on that. It'll take you directly there. And on that page, it goes into detail about exactly what you're going to experience, what you will learn, and then a bio on each one of the speakers. So I recommend you guys to go there and check it out and see what the information is. This is really kind of like an umbrella event, the Paradigm Shift. We're going to be offering so many different levels of experience in order to understand intellectually and also with your heart about the shift in consciousness that's currently going on to create this paradigm shift.
So, Neil, we're going to be live on video, right, in the Paradigm Shift?
Did I lose you for a second?
So all the speakers are going to be live on video, right?
Yeah. So webinar, we're going to be using something called Zoom. It's every speaker is going to be they'll be able to either talk directly if that's what they want to do. Some presenters may have a PowerPoint, so they'll be sharing the screen, and you can also see them at the same time. And also by signing up, you get unlimited replay access. So you can check back. You could check back the footage anytime you want for the rest of your life. And
well, that would certainly be really useful for Seven Bomar, because you need to listen to him again and again and again. Is there going to be an interactional component? Are we going to be able to talk to our audience?
Yeah, so it's pretty intuitive, and we can kind of do it however we want to. And I know you guys are going to start it out and have a discussion. People can raise their hand in the room, and if you want, they can go ahead and talk to you. We've only done that once in the past, but we can also bring on We can have a Q&A area where people can ask questions, and maybe a little segment after the presentation where the presenters can answer those questions.
Oh, that's so exciting. Mm. So it would be lovely to interact with the audience, because, of course, we can't do that with Universal Solar.
No.
Well, not yet. Well, maybe we can develop the technology.
We do get
well.
Callers on our other network.
That's right.
Coming up next on BBM Global.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But
yeah.
We can get callers here as well, actually.
Okay.
But
we should.
But we generally don't, because
we should tell people that they can call in.
Well, we don't have time today, but yeah, we can do that next time. Mm. But Neil, I mean, we didn't have a chance to introduce you. We normally do an introduction for our guests, but you have a fantastic bio, and you've been on our show before, and you've had excellent spiritual experiences, and you're an excellent speaker in your own right, by the way. So just so everyone knows.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm actually stepping into presenting. I've wanted to present for 6 years, but I only just did it recently, like 2 months ago. And I'm going to do my first live event coming up in Boulder.
Really?
Yes. He's around the Boulder area on July 20th at the Unity Church. I'm going to do a talk on sound and vibration and its connection to ancient civilizations.
That sounds amazing.
Wow.
Of course, sound is only... Well, the ancients knew it, but I've only recently found out that sound has got incredible power of its own, and I believe that sound has the ability to actually change our DNA.
Mm. They say that in the Kabbalah, I believe they say that it was sound. It was the creator that used the resonance, but I believe it was Om, that's my understanding, to basically create the Big Bang effect, if there was a Big Bang, but anyhow, to create the universe as we know it.
That sounds like a really interesting talk. Neil, how long have you been on the spiritual path?
Well, okay, so I would say summer of 2000, after I graduated high school, when I went to college, is when I started delving into I would say the Sumerian scriptures is what really got me kickstarted in 2000. Mm-hmm. I was questioning everything, never felt quite like I belonged here on this planet. And then when in 2000, when I started finding about extraterrestrials, all of a sudden, all the dots started connecting for me. And it's been like a 17-year journey. And for the first 10 years, I was just going down the rabbit hole. I went down conspiracies. and then I shifted out of that. And now when I found that it was all about love is when Portal to Ascension got created.
And what a loving project that is. That's amazing.
That's a good synopsis of your experiences. Wow. I know you've got a lot more to say, but we've only got about a minute and a half left. So I just want to say we're really looking forward to the Paradigm Shift Conference on Tuesday, July 18th, with you and all our guests. And thank you so much for collaborating with us on this, Neil, and sponsoring this event with Universal Soul Love. I'm hoping we can have more Paradigm Shift conferences. So we really do want to have people tune in and join in on this event, because if we can make this one a success, I've got great ideas for more Paradigm Shift conferences in the future.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming on our show, Neil Gore. And this is Dr. Lana Love.
And this is Detective David Love.
Signing off from Universal Soul Love. Do join us next week. Bye for now.
Bye for now.